we are almost 80% through earnings announcement season. The average stock in the S&P sales are up 9%. Earnings so far are up 12.1%. They're going to get better because NVIDIA's grand finale is on next week, on February 25th. And the results will be spectacular. Now, this is the 10th quarter in a row where our earnings are growing faster than sales. That means that operating margins are improving. It also means that productivity is rising. And productivity is the main catalyst behind the GDP growth, as well as improving trade deficit. Okay, so there are a couple distractions out there. One is crude oil prices. They're above $70. That's on the anticipation that the U.S. is going to strike Iran. Obviously, we've had the biggest buildup since the Gulf War. And President Trump is trying to intimidate Iran. They did agree to suspend nuclear enrichment for 3 years. That's not enough. So we'll see how the negotiations continue. But, you know, as early as this weekend, the U.S. could be striking Iran. So that's the wild card out there. Obviously, if we attack Iran to disable, you know, their military, their uranium facilities, you need it to be fast and furious, and then we need to get out. So I think President Trump's well aware of that, but we'll see how it goes. It's a big country, you know. And they, obviously they need new leadership, but that's harder to orchestrate. Okay, so the other thing that's going on is the Treasury yields are bouncing all over the place. Yesterday they got very low. They're up a bit today. But the dollar's getting much stronger. A lot of that had to do with the durable goods report. It did decline 1.4% in December. It was better than expected. When we throw out Boeing's volatile orders, it made transportation orders fall 5.3%. Durable goods were up 0.9%, excluding transportation. So that's good. That helps strengthen the dollar. I think you're going to see a very, very strong dollar for a variety of reasons. One is our GDP growth. Two is our military might, and three is our central bank is the last big central bank to cut rates. So if you want high relative rates, it's America. Okay, there's a couple other things going on I need to mention. French President Macron is still fighting with Trump. He accuses Trump of trying to break up the EU. The main disagreement between the U.S. and Europe right now is over that Digital Services Act. In Europe, they want open source software, which allows them to basically go in and read anybody's emails or texts. And if you text the wrong thing, they get to throw you in jail and all that kind of stuff. So this is the big divide the U.S. has between Europe. And of course, you know, Europe's been finding our tech companies, and Trump's trying to protect the tech companies, etc. So, don't let that sideshow distract you. Macron's really just trying to become the next EU president. He has only has a minority of people supporting him in France. Marie Le Pen really controls France now. She controls the parliament, and she has the bulk of the support. And so that's that. Otherwise, you know, it's all, what have you done for me lately? How good are your sales and earnings? What's your guidance? You saw with Carvana, they had stunning sales and very strong earnings, but earnings weren't quite what some analysts wanted. So that stock will be down today, but, you know, it still has very strong sales and earnings, so it'll bounce. So things are priced for perfection. NVIDIA next week will be extraordinary, okay? I'm still amazed how a company of this size can still have accelerating sales and earnings momentum. But based on their customers, Supermicro with 123% sales growth, Vertiv Holdings with stunning sales and earnings and strong guidance, and of course their supplier TSM announcing much stronger than expected sales in January of 37%. Versus guidance of 30%. NVIDIA is going to blow it out of the park. Will the stock go up? depends on the cover call option writing. A lot of people write cover calls on NVIDIA. Some of these calls are naked. The market makers don't want to deliver the stock, but we'll see. You know, we're not used to having companies this big, okay? And so, you know, physics can affect the company, but NVIDIA's forecasted P ratios are collapsing. This stock will definitely be $300 by the end of this year, and $500 by the end of the decade. So we got a lot to look forward to. So that's going to be the big news next week. So hang on, everybody. Don't worry about the distractions. Don't worry about crude oil prices. We did get the Fed minutes. They want to hold things steady. But since then, CPI's dropped quite a bit. Treasury yields have come down. So, you know, if we get a rate cut, it's probably going to be May when Kevin Warsh takes over. But we'll see. So hang in there, everybody. So far, it's been a stunning earnings announce season. Grand finale's next week. And I hope you're having fun. I know I am. Don't worry about any profit-taking or oscillations. Our A-rated stocks are very good buys on dips here. Take care, everybody. Louis Navelier.